Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is how to get out of a negative thinking pattern. But before we get started, I would like to remind you that I have a private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also on my website, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide that will help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, and peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool because you can use it to solve different kinds of challenges that you might have in your marriage. So just visit my website to download it. Now let's get ahead and talk about how to get out of a negative thinking pattern. So I don't know about you, but sometimes I needlessly get stuck in negative thinking patterns. So for example, your husband does something that makes you feel frustrated. And I have found myself like replaying it in my mind and ruminating on it and thinking about it and on and on and on. And just getting stuck in that negativity and really making things mean more than they did. And over the years, I have learned to notice these patterns and pull myself out of them. And I'd like to share my tool with you in case you get stuck there too, so I can help you do the same thing, okay? So I thought that maybe I would share a time with you when I got stuck in a negative thinking pattern and show you how I got out of it. So here's what happened. It was a Friday morning, maybe a year or so ago, and I was getting ready to take my daughter to school in the morning. I was going to go to her school mass and then spend the rest of the day shopping with my son because he didn't have school that day. The weather was beautiful, and I think, like I said, it was a Friday. Fridays are always happy. I was excited about the day ahead. I was in a good mood. It was going to be a great day. And then all of a sudden, out of the mouth of my husband comes the statement, "Oh, it's the first of the month. You're driving with an expired license tag." "Really?" I say. "How so?" Feeling frustrated. He said, "Well, it expired on the 31st and I didn't renew it yet." "Okay, that's fact." Breathing through my frustration, I said, "Well, how is that possible? Like, you're always on top of everything." And he said, "Well, not this." "Ah, girls, do you know how frustrating this is for me? I mean, like, really, those notices come like 2 months in advance. You have plenty of time to take care of it. It happens at the same time every year. It's not a surprise. You get a notice in your email. It's not that hard, right? But now, because I don't know what he did, if he ignored it or procrastinated or whatever, I get to drive around illegally until the registration comes in the mail, worrying that I might get pulled over. And if I got pulled over, I would feel so embarrassed, and I would be angry if I got a ticket and it cost us money, all for something that's not even my fault. I'm not even in charge of the vehicle registrations in our home, and now that they come in email, I don't even see it come in. It goes straight to Paul's email. So while this conversation is going on, I'm having these images in my head of getting pulled over and the excuse that I will use with the officer, uselessly pointing out the fact that it's not my mistake, it's my husband's. Maybe if I said something like, "Don't shoot the messenger," he wouldn't give me a ticket. I don't know, probably not. So, funny thing is, through all of this negative stuff going in my head, a little funny thing popped in, and I said, "Well, the car is actually in your name, so the ticket's going to go on your record, not mine." He was like, "Oh, yeah." So it was fun to have a little comedic humor in there. So then he went online and was going to fill out the registration online. But then the next words that I hear come out of his mouth are, "Well, this just got a little more complicated. You have to get an emissions test before you renew." And I'm like, "Really? What in the world? My car's only 4 years old. How is that possible?" I thought emissions tests were for old cars. I hate emissions tests. They're such a pain in the butt. Sitting in those long lines and waiting for what? Really? I'm sure some scientist has a great reason why they're a good idea, but... And I do like breathing fresh air, but seriously, what a pain in the neck. So now, you know, now that means I have to go get an emissions test before he can fill out the form online and get the registration. So now this fun day of shopping and everything else has this extra little errand tacked onto it that I'm frustrated by. I'm frustrated, number one, because this might cause me embarrassment if I get pulled over. I'm frustrated because it might cost our family extra money if I get a ticket. And I'm frustrated because it was avoidable if he would have taken care of it right away. But, you know, he didn't. He waited till the last minute, and now I have to deal with it. And it frustrates me because I'm the opposite. I tend to handle things sooner rather than later because I don't like to create emergencies in my own life, right? Life got enough emergencies of its own. And so I had all those frustrations going in my mind, but obviously I didn't need it all to come out of my mouth. And so thankfully I was able to work through my frustration without taking it out on my husband for the most part. I definitely wouldn't say I handled it perfectly. But I think in the distant past, before all of the work that I have done since becoming a life coach and learning about relationships, that it might have been a fight. You know, I might have let those thoughts come out of my mouth, and then how would that have made him feel and react? And it would have been ugly, which is not necessary. So how does one get out of these negative thought patterns when you might even think rightfully so, right? I'm going to walk you through just a quick five-step process that you can practice. If you have pencil and paper, that might be good for now. But definitely when you practice it, I would recommend starting with pen and paper, writing it out, because it will help you see and think more clearly when you do that. When you write things on paper, you really do see them more clearly than just letting things swirl around in your head. But over time, you won't need the pen and paper anymore. You'll be a pro, and you can do it without writing it down. So, okay, so step one is to examine your thoughts. So what are you thinking about as a result of what happened? And your job is to write them down. Write all of the thoughts down that you're having. And then you want to decide which thought is bothering you the most. So in my case, one of the thoughts that entered my mind was, he doesn't care about me because he procrastinated on this and left it for me to deal with. Okay? So that was step one. Write down all the thoughts you're having about this and then decide which one is bugging you the most. The next step, step two, is to ask yourself, is that thought true? Is it true that your husband didn't care about you because he missed the deadline? Usually on a question like this, you're going to find the answer is no. Believing your spouse doesn't care about you as a result of a human error that he made is a big stretch. Another tip in this area is to ask yourself, will this matter in 10 years? That helped, you know, that kind of helps you take it down a notch when you're feeling frustrated. And so in my case with a ticket, no, of course not. Worst case scenario, I get pulled over, I feel a little embarrassed, I get a ticket that costs a little money, you know, no big deal in 10 years, right? Okay, so that was step two, was asking yourself, is it true? That's a lot, very helpful there, that question. But then the third step is to ask yourself, how does it make me feel to believe this thought? So in my example, the thought was that my husband doesn't care about me because he forgot to do this. So a feeling is only one word, like angry or frustrated or sad. Many people get thoughts and feelings mixed up. If someone says to you, how do you feel about that? And you give an answer that is more than one word, you are giving a thought. Okay, a thought is like a string of words, but a feeling is just one word. Happy, sad, angry, frustrated, overwhelmed. Those are feeling words, and it's very important to know the difference. And so in my case, the thought, is that my husband doesn't care about me because he forgot to do this. And the feeling was angry. And I would say hurt and frustrated, but we'll just pick angry for the sake of going on. So, noticing that our thoughts and our feelings are separate, we realize now that we have a thought that is causing us to feel angry. Our thoughts always cause our feelings. This is huge. So, this leads us to step four. Step four is to ask yourself, is this the way I want to feel? And I'm guessing your answer will be no. We usually don't want to feel angry. I don't want to feel angry. All right, so that's quick and easy. Nope, don't want to feel angry. Okay, then what's next? Step five. Step five is to find a believable thought that would feel more peaceful. So here's a thought that I came up with in that moment. I know my husband loves me. He just made a mistake. Another thought is I should give him some grace. Well, because I like to receive grace when I make mistakes. So I really should give others grace when they make mistakes. We all miss things sometimes, right? We are all human. We make mistakes in different places in our lives. And so keep working on positive thoughts until you find one that's believable for you and that brings you peace. That is the key here, is just finding something that's more believable. And you're going to notice like a change in your body. It's going to help you feel more peaceful. It's going to help you take a deep breath. It's going to help you relax. It's going to help you not feel so angry. And it's not to say that you couldn't have a conversation with your husband about how to avoid something like this in the future, but going through this process will get you unstuck from the negative feelings and allow you to approach your husband to have that conversation from a place of peace instead of a place of anger. And that is really important because those would be two totally different conversations. And here's the other thing that you might not realize. It's not the fact that your husband forgot to send in the car registration that is upsetting you. It's not just the fact that he forgot. What's upsetting you is your thought that your husband doesn't care about you. It's your thought that this fact that he forgot to send this in proves that he doesn't care about me. That's what's upsetting you. Thoughts are changeable. And if you notice, I don't know about you girls, but my mind can be my worst enemy at times, I swear. So this little process helps us gain more clarity and understand the thoughts that are in our head. And anytime you find yourself stuck in a negative cycle of thoughts or ruminating about something that your husband or even a child or someone else might have done to you in your life, you can get yourself out of it with this process. This is a huge tool. It's a huge, amazing skill. It's life-changing. But I do realize that it's easier said than done, especially when you're in the heat of the moment. But if you just keep practicing this, you are going to get better at this. And that means you're going to get better at life because people frustrate us all the time, right? But we get to choose our thoughts. We get to decide what we're going to think about. Do you want to be stuck thinking that your husband doesn't care about you because he forgot to do something? Or do you want to try and say, I know my husband loves me because he does so many other things for me and he just made a human error. And I want grace for my mistakes too, right? You get to choose. So if you would like a little guidance and accountability as you try to work on this, I would love to work with you. Visit my website to apply for a complimentary relationship discovery call. I have some more great tools in addition to this one to help you along in your journey, and I would love to work with you. So thank you so much for listening in today. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember that free marriage makeover guide on my website is a great tool. So if you don't have it, visit my website and download it. And join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.